Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, that's right. Because it might be that the first feature is over and time to go to the lobby. 720 WGN. Excuse me. John Landecker and the John Landecker Radio Oasis. Now joining up with Mike Vanderbilt, who's got the great job, in my opinion, of being the Music Box of Horror programmer. Mike, are you there?
I am, John. Thank you so much for having me on there. This is a big deal for me. I used to listen to you on WJMK in high school.
What? Man. I'll tell you, people remember more than I do. It's amazing. Oh, that was the quote-unquote oldie station in the 90s, right? Yeah, that was...
Yes, it was. Every morning when I dropped my dad off the train so I could have the car for the day, I was listening to 104.3.
Oh, thank
you. This is a big deal for me. This is very exciting.
Well, I'm excited because, first of all, A, I have a well-known track record of being just a huge fan of drive-ins per se. You know what I mean? I've loved drive-ins ever since I knew that there were drive-ins. And since
Do you remember your first drive-in experience?
How do you mean that?
First time. Yeah, never mind. Let's move along.
Now, I'll be honest with you. My girlfriend and I in high school, we actually went to the drive-ins to watch the movies. I'm not kidding. So where was I? Oh, drive-ins. Now, with the COVID and everything that's being adapted to try to do some of the things that we want to do under these protocols, drive-ins have become a thing. And look at this. Can you explain what you're doing with the Music Box of Horrors at the drive-in? Just go for it. Like, you know, I don't know anything. Explain it to me.
Yeah, let me tell you about it. So, I met Ryan Oestreich, the GM at the Music Box Theater, and he brought on me and Katie Reif of the AV Club to help program the Cinepocalypse Film Festival, which was supposed to happen at the Music Box Theater in June, along with Will Morris, who's the head programmer at the Music Box. So obviously that went to pot with COVID, and he wanted to do something special, because normally the Music Box of Horrors is a 24-hour marathon that happens at the Music Box Theater. And again, this is something that's just not going to fly in the current situation. So he brought us on. He wanted to program 31 nights at the Chi-Town Football Drive-In over in Pilsen, just off of Troop. We wanted to do 31 nights of horror with double features on Friday and Saturday, and we just wanted to run the gamut of... He kind of brought Katie and I in as... We'd be known as horror experts, I guess, to kind of mix it up, because we wanted a nice mix of populist entertainment and weirdo stuff that people are either like, my God, I haven't seen that in years, or my God, I need to see that.
Or my God, how did that ever scare me in the beginning?
Yes.
So can I ask you, of course I can ask you, it's my show. How did you adapt the area into a drive-in?
So they got a big shipping I'm here right now, actually, because I'm going to see Nightbreed and Death by Temptation, which is sold out. We got a big shipping container in front, and they got a gigantic screen. Big movie, big screen, as Tom Cruise said on Twitter this year. And we have a DCP projector out there, so we get a crystal clear image.
Where do you go to get a screen of that size?
I think they got it at. I think they got it off of Facebook Marketplace. That's where I do all of my shopping.
They have screens. They have drive-in screens on Facebook Marketplace. Did not know that. Now, how about the sound system?
The sound system. It's a little bit old school and a little bit new school, because the sound is broadcast off of 89.9 right to your car radio or your transistor. Something I want to let people know. A lot of people seem to think you need to have a car to go to the drive-in, which is simply not the case. When you buy a ticket, you're renting a space here, and you can bring your lawn chairs and your transistor radio, or you can sit in your car and fog up the windows, however you want to do it.
Do you provide any method of providing heat if it gets, you know, chilly?
Or in Chicago, maybe we might even have snow. You never know.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Well, you're pressing your luck there. Just bring a blanket.
Gotcha.
Or a significant other to cuddle up with.
Gotcha. Well, back in the day, when I would go to these drive-ins before they ever had the great improvement of being able to broadcast the audio of the film on an FM frequency that you could pick up in your car, they also had these little square things that were electric heaters that were hooked up to the post next to the car, the same place they had the speaker, and you would take the heater off of the post, stick it in your car, roll up the windshield, and then turn on the electric heater. And I'm surprised there weren't many instances of accidents and, you know, short-circuiting, but it seemed to work okay at the time. That's all I'm saying. So you're renting, you have, and you must, of course, have this, the protocol of the social distancing marked out in these spaces, so to speak, right?
Absolutely. Everybody is 6 feet apart,
right?
And I've been here for a couple of the screenings. Everybody's been wearing their masks on their way to the bathroom, or we have a great restaurant here that is serving up our Music Box of Tacos, which is tacos and a beer, which the staff will run to your car for you. You also have popcorn and all the drive-in classics, hamburgers, hot dogs, and all the food is excellent. Like, I can't tell you enough.
Oh, stay on the line. I want to get into the horror, if you're really ready to do it.
Absolutely. Okay. No, I'm here.
Yeah, and I want to hear about what some of these films are. Did you say there's 31 of them?
There's 31 nights.
Wow.
But there's, like I said, there's double features. Yeah.
Fantastic. All right, more of that coming up here at 720 WGN.
Norman Bates is back to normal. But Mother's off her rocker. Again.
Norman, is that you?
Yes, Mother.
Bates Motel.
Why are you so kind to me?
You remind me of someone.
Mother!
Wow. Psycho 3. How about
Absolutely.
That? Yeah, we're talking with Mike Vanderbilt, who is the programmer for the Music Box of Horrors, which is currently underway at the Chi-Town Movie Drive-Ins located at 2343 South Troop. They're on tonight. What is today? The 9th. What's tonight's double bill?
We've got Clive Barker's Nightbreed
yep.
up front, and then we've got Death by Temptation, a all but forgotten supernatural, sexy urban horror movie from the early 90s that recently got a second life thanks to the terrific horror noir documentary about black horror movies.
You know, I was looking at the entire list here, and it is very impressive. How do
you
obtain the rights to all of these?
That's Ryan in the Music Box. So, like, the programming team would meet by Zoom, as is the new way of doing things.
Yeah.
And we kind of throw around ideas, like themes, like Saturday nights are rip-off Saturdays, where we show the original and then one of the rip-offs. Fridays are Grindhouse Fridays, and sequel Sundays. And we'd, you know, come up with some of the movies we want to show, and we'd debate, well, is this too populous? Is this too weird? Is this going to sell tickets? And then Ryan from the Music Box would just tell us, hey, all right, I like these ideas. Let me see if I can get the rights. And we didn't have any problem getting anything.
Yeah, I'm sure these people are actually quite happy to get some business and have their movies go out again.
And especially some of the, we have a lot of, I mean, it's not just repertory screenings. We have a lot of new films coming up,
yes.
Like The Stylist, which I highly recommend, and The Mortuary Collection, and The Dark and the Wicked, which I think people are going to be really excited to see on the big screen instead of just streaming them at home.
Is this Blumhouse by any chance? You know what I'm talking about?
We don't have any of the Blumhouse. These are these new ones are mostly very small independent productions.
Gotcha.
That'll probably end up premiering on Shudder, who is one of our big sponsors, which is
gotcha.
the horror version of Netflix.
I love that. Streaming horror sounds like a great
all
idea.
All the time, yeah.
So I'm looking at some of the titles here, and Let's see, how shall I? Oh, first of all, let's go. Let's get to the nuts and bolts of it. How do you make a reservation online?
Simply go to the Music Box website, and you'll be able to purchase tickets there. And they'll let you know your row number or where you can park your car, where you can park your seats.
And how what is the cost?
$30 during the week, and I want to say $40 for the double features.
Wow. What a great
deal. Which is a bargain if you're, because that's for four people. That's for either four people in your car or four people at your seat.
Are you kidding? Disney wants you to pay $30 just to stream
Mulan.
I mean, come on. So I'm looking at these titles, and of course you have The Omen from 1977 coming up on one of the rip-off Saturdays.
That's this Saturday. It is unfortunately sold out, but I think the audience is really going to dig the second feature, Cappy's Curse, which is a Canadian Killer Kid Omen ripoff that needs to be seen to be believed.
I'm sure you could say that about many of these movies.
Yes, indeed.
I want to play this because this is... I'm not as into the horror genre as you are, but there's one that is my all-time favorite.
Here occurred the frightening and shocking history of Prince Dracula and the woman he loved.
There's a sinister, darker side to him. I find irresistible. I have never met any man with such a passion for life. He is unlike any man.
Vampires do exist. This one we fight, this one we face.
A willing recruit, a devoted disciple. She is the devil's concubine. Dagger!
Join me in eternal life.
Yeah, that's where Dracula's going to take you, into an eternal life. That, of course, is Bram Stoker's Dracula. One of the great ones.
What a great cast in that one, Francis Ford Coppola. Like, coming back to his, because one of his first films was a Roger Corman production called Dementia 13. So having him come back in the 90s to do a horror movie was awesome. And you this one,
go ahead.
No, oh, no, I was going to, and this one kind of started getting a second life recently, because it kind of got forgotten since its release, or fell by the wayside a little bit. So that this one, there's still tickets available for that one, but it's selling out fast.
I got to tell you, in my opinion, this is not just a great horror movie. This is a great movie, period. You've got it directed by Francis Ford Coppola. It's got Keanu Reeves, Gary Oldman, Anthony Hopkins, and Winona Ryder. And may I add, it is one of the sexiest horror movies I have ever seen. You know what I'm talking about?
That's what I love about the vampire subgenre. I love sexy vampire movies Darkness.
Yeah, but they take this one to a whole new level.
It was the 90s. That's how they did things back then.
Well, back then, I splurged money and bought my first surround sound system for watching movies, and I believe I was either using laser discs or DVDs. I forget which one. And I had a...
It was probably laser discs.
Huh? Yeah. Laser discs, man. We're in the living room, and they've got... The speakers were installed, so they're up. The rear speaker's on the back wall up. The two speakers are at the front. There's the bass speaker and all that kind of stuff. And the movie starts. And there's a part of the movie where I guess it were some kind of insects or flies or bugs or something are buzzing around. And they started, because of the surround sound, the 5.1, going around the living room. And the dog, he didn't bark, but he sat there on the couch looking around, like turning his head, swiveling. You know, where are they? I know I hear them. Where the heck are they? I just think that's, that's one of those movies that I can watch. You know, I never tire of it. Let's just put it that way. Because the cinematography is awesome. The sound is awesome. The story's awesome. And it's just really a great film.
I think it's going to look great. I think it's going to look great on the big screen. I think people will come out for that one are in for a real treat.
Now, I also noticed, speaking of sexy ones, November 19th at 9:30, Jennifer's Body. Isn't that with
Megan Fox?
Megan Fox.
Yeah, yeah, written by Diablo Cody. We're going to have director Corinne Kusama is going to do a pre-taped Q&A for us. Now, Jennifer's Body is kind of an interesting story because when it came out in the 2000s, it kind of got derided by critics and audiences any number of reasons. But again, we were talking about with Dracula, but even more so, it has developed a serious cult following over the past 10 years.
Done Transformers prior to that, and so it's like, she did Transformers. How could this be any good?
Right. Oh, yeah. I think a little bit of typecasting. I know Hollywood kind of took her to task just for being an attractive woman, and it was all very unfortunate. It kind of hurt her career, but like, if she's listening at home, let her know that everybody is very excited to see Jennifer's Body here at the Music Box of Horrors Drive-In.
One other actor I would like to mention here is Clint Howard.
Tranya himself.
Ron Howard's brother, who I don't know if you want to say made a career of appearing in horror films, but he did plenty. And you're doing a Clint Howard double feature.
Indeed we are. We've got Evil Speak up front, which is a terrific killer computer movie long before social media. And that's going to have a special introduction by the author of Teen Movie Hell and Heavy Metal Movies, Mike McBeardo McPadden. And then coming up after that, we have that's from the early 80s. It's like the 82, 83. Then we have a mid-90s VHS video store classic, The Ice Cream Man.
Now, wait a minute. Are you actually going to be showing a VHS tape?
No.
We are really going retro.
Well, you know, people love the aesthetic of it.
Yeah, they sure do, especially when the tape wavers. There's nothing like it. I'm just looking
adjust
at
these. Adjust the tracking.
Yes. The Omen, Carrie, Friday the 13th from 1980, the uncut version, Nightmare on Elm Street from 1984, Psycho 3, Mary Lou Prom Night, Jason Goes to Hell, The Final Friday, The Mortuary, Silver Bullet, The Dark and the Wicked, Jennifer's Body, Grizzly 2, Revenge, Dead of Night, Bram Stoker's Dracula, the Final Destination movie? Are you talking about the airplane film?
Yeah, we're doing the original because, like I said, we wanted to really mix it up and have a little bit of something for everybody. Like we have the original La Llorona, one of the first Mexican horror movies, in glorious black and white from 1933, representing the 30s. We have a lot of 80s stuff, and Final Destination and Jennifer's Body representing the 2000s because horror never quit. Horror never stopped. It started off running, and it hasn't stopped since.
That Final Destination plot was that a bunch of kids get on an airplane, and then when they land something under different circumstances, they're all killed. Isn't that right?
It's very much like there's every death is very imaginative, and it kind of there's a curse.
Yeah,
that gets around every corner, and with each entry of the series, because of course it's a horror franchise.
Right.
The deaths would get more and more weirder and wilder.
Yeah, it did really well, and I was actually sort of surprised that there were sequels to it because, how many times are you going to go through this plot? And apparently plenty, because people just can't.
12 Friday the 13th movies.
Exactly. Well, wow. Thank you so much for being with us, Mike. Really interested in what you're doing, and I hope it's a real success for you. Do you think that perhaps this is going to be something you'll continue doing? I don't necessarily mean in the horror genre, but as the drive-in approach, so to speak, even if we get past, we will get past the COVID and all of that, are you going to keep this as a...
I hope so. I hope so, because I think the drive-in is a special experience. It was something I just missed the heyday of it.
One quick thing, because I'm going to run up against the top of the hour. There's a drive-in out here called the 49er. When you go to the 49er, there's a song called Beep Beep by the Playmates. Do you know this song?
Was that like a novelty hit from the 60s?
Yes. So it goes,
oh, absolutely.
Beep, beep,
yeah.
Beep, beep. So they play it, and every time they go beep, beep, every car in the drive-in goes beep, beep. Just thought I'd pass that along, audience participation.
We'll put it on the playlist.
Thank you, Mick. I really appreciate that. Thanks for being with
us, Mike. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it, Mr. Landecker.
Anytime, anytime. Mike
Absolutely.
Vanderbilt.
Let's get you out here. Come out here for this.
Okay. Mike Vanderbilt, who is the programmer for the Music Box of Horror.